All right, 7:37 here on a High Five Friday, and we've got a couple of special guests in here from Arbor Care Center in O'Neill. Matt Burville's in. Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Scott?
Good, and you brought a special guest.
I did. Laura Hobbs is with us this morning, our director of nursing.
Laura, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. It's High Five Friday, and it's sunshining. So,
yes.
And it's warming up.
Yes, we're off to a good start, too. You got Winston in here, and he's happy, so.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Well, what's been going on out at the Arbor Care Center?
As far as administration-wise, we just kind of wanted to talk about that. First off, right now I'm kind of doing I'm multifaceted, if you will. Social services director. I'm also the consultant for the 7 buildings that Class Myers own with Arbor Care Centers for social services, as well as within the past few weeks, I have taken the position on of assistant executive director. Kind of planning in the future. It'll probably be about a year-long process with having to jump through some hoops with the licensure unit down in Lincoln.
Sure.
But my plan and goal is to eventually become an actual administrator, executive director title.
That's great news. That's awesome. Yeah. And of course, you know, you grew up here, so you kind of know everybody, and it's good to have somebody right back here in their hometown.
Yep.
So
yeah, graduate of O'Neill Public High. After that, went to Lincoln for a year. That was a little too big for me, but I do love Lincoln. ended up at Wayne State College. After that, came home. I was actually kind of thinking I'd end up back in the big city, but I threw out an application shortly after college, right in at the start of 2014, and I started there at Heartland Counseling. Had about 4.5 years there, doing some community-based stuff with mental health and substance abuse. And then a little over 2 years ago, the director of social services opened up at the nursing home. And there's nothing, it hasn't been more fulfilling than being out there and taking care of the people that used to take care of all of us. So
awesome, you bet. Yeah, and it's like you said, it's a great facility, and we know, you know, great things are happening and great things are coming down the road too. So
yeah, and it's really great too. Since August, we are Nebraska owned now by Ken and Linda Klassmeyer. So we are very excited and happy for what's to come in the future with being Nebraska owned now. We don't have to worry about our local vendors having issues with big corporate offices out on the East Coast and whatnot. Yeah. So we're pretty excited for the trajectory of where things are headed.
Yeah, and we had Ken in here last month, and really, I mean, he takes all of the Arbor Care Center facilities. He really takes good care of them.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And now, even within facility, like, we've had a new change too at the start of February. Our previous therapy department, we didn't lose any of those staff. We have the exact same therapy, but we're not contracted with another company now. It's actually our own therapy in-house. So it's just good things are coming.
You
we're
bet.
Excited for the future. And
yeah. And we, and of course, you're always open to visitors too. I know we had a little, are you still down with the illness going around a little bit?
But we were actually wanting to address that.
Oh, good.
So we have had a lot of flu around the community. Mm-hmm. We have not had anything confirmed in-house in our facility, but of course, our residents' well-being is of utmost importance to us. So right now, we just kind of want to limit any sickness coming into our building. We're kind of planning on reevaluating that at the start of next week, and we'll go from there.
And you'll let us know.
So, yep. Because, of course, we get all of our visitors for our activities and church. And
sure.
So, of course, everybody's kind of on halt, but we'll be back open for everybody to be there. So.
All right. Well, we mentioned it's good to have Matt. Of course, grew up here, but also he's got Laura Hobbs and another familiar face.
Yes, I also grew up here.
That's right. You were Laura Booth.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, good to have you back here as well. And what's your position out at the Arbor Care Center?
I am the director of nursing.
Awesome. So,
yep.
Awesome.
I started out as a CNA, CMA out at the Golden Living. You know, some of my aides actually trained me as a CNA. So then I just went to nursing school and came back. I worked as a floor nurse for 2 years and then took the director of nursing position in October.
So, awesome.
So it's just nice having, you know, it felt like home, so I had to come back.
You bet. That's right. And Laura, and of course, being the director of nursing, how's your positions out there doing? Are you good right now with staff? Or
we have had a lot of babies.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So, we do still have some openings for part-time staff and to help us get through these maternity leaves, because by the end of the year, we'll have 9 babies, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And a majority of them girls. So. So we are looking for help just to fill in the, you know, spots.
All right.
But otherwise, you know, I can't complain. I have some of the best staff there is to take care of these residents. You know, most of them, they make my job easier. So you bet. I can't give them kudos enough. So.
That's good.
The only issue we have is they all decided to plan it around February to have kids.
Exactly.
So we told them we're going to start a sign up sheet around the facility for kids.
Yeah, there you go.
And just a reminder, too, I think one of the services that we do have out at the facility that a lot of people don't realize is we have outpatient therapy there. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a revolving door as far as if people have their falls and those kind of things in this time of year, they come for their short-term rehab and go home. That's just something, if anybody wants to come out and visit with our therapy department, we have our in-house therapy, and they do outpatient, too, just like a hospital or whatnot. So if anybody wants to come out and visit with our staff, that's something that I just kind of wanted to mention, as well as our Alzheimer's unit, too.
Right.
So we've had a few declines and had to move some people out to our skilled nursing side just because they're requiring a little more level of care. So we actually have a couple openings back there right now, and those are pretty few and far between with where the projection of Alzheimer's and dementia is going. There's actually a pretty startling statistic: by about 2050, anybody over the age of 65, one in two people is what it's looking like is going to be diagnosed with an Alzheimer's or dementia diagnosis. Not a whole lot of research with it being a relatively new thing, but it's popping up more and more. Obviously, exercise and diet are a pretty big part of that, yep. Just to keep yourself healthy, mind and body. So just kind of wanted to throw that out there for anybody that's interested in those services.
All right. What else were you covering today? Anything else? Or
I guess we have St. Patrick's Day coming up. Yeah. So we'll have our bus.
We're planning on going down to the painting of the Shamrock.
Yep.
And also, we're going to be in the parade.
Yeah.
We're just going to start back to basics where the nursing home used to be. We're going to get back out in the community and
get involved
and make sure, you know, we're there for everybody.
Yeah. Now that we're Nebraska owned, I think we'll see that there will be a lot more presence of us out in the community. Our local vendors aren't going to have to worry about if the bills are getting paid and whatnot.
Right.
So I think it's going to be good for everybody in the community as well as us as staff and residents. So.
You bet. And if there are people out there that maybe have a loved one that's going to be needing some care, like you said, whether it's long-term care or if it's just a rehab, by all means, just call out there. You guys are always glad to visit with them and talk to about it.
Yep. And we'll give them a tour, too. So our number is 402-336-2384. Can ask for me. Laura, anybody on our leadership team, we can give you a tour. If you want to run down some private pay rates, we can talk about that. Of course, there's the Medicare benefit. If somebody has three overnights in the hospital there, they can come out and use up to 100 days of a Medicare Part A benefit for their short-term rehab, and that's all through Medicare. So that's something to think about, too, if you need some therapy after you've been hospitalized.
Yeah, a lot of good options. So.
Yep.
You bet. And like we said, your doors are always open and the phone's always answer the phone.
24/7.
So that's right. Yeah. So if they do have questions or want to know about care, just stop out or call.
Absolutely. We're there for everybody.
All right, you guys. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
High five Friday.
Hey, you too.
Yes.
I got to give you a high five.
All right.
Yeah, and have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. Thanks,
right.
Scott.
Matt Burville and Laura Hobbs from the Arbor Care Center here in O'Neill. Stay tuned. The Birthday Club is coming up.